This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy, 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 enjoy,
enjoy.
And enjoy the ride.
You're on Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Finlay. Now, if you thought politics wasn't a sexy game, then you're clearly wrong. If you've got a penis and you're in politics, clearly the one and only thing you got to do is spread it around and share it equally. There is only one man in this country that we could speak to on this subject, and he is a lobbyist for Australia's adult retail industry. As he likes to put it, a spin doctor of spoof. Perhaps we could say he's a hack for the hung. He pushes pussies all around the halls of Parliament, and his turkey slaps are like none other.
Wow.
He is the ultimate teabagger at the high tea parties. Mr. Robbie Swan, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Dean, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I hope I can live up to it.
Robbie, what is going on in New South Wales politics? And let's not be too general, let's be quite specific. John Della Bosca has, in his 50s, had an affair with a 26-year-old woman, and she seems like the lover scorned, frankly.
Well, she does, and I'd say that she... Well, who knows? I mean, she may be. I mean, look, there could be all sorts of things operating here, and many of them we can't talk about on air either because they would probably be seen to be defamatory.
Absolutely.
So, you know, taking all that into account, I mean, I think, you know, one of the most interesting parts of this was that, you know, that most of the tabloids screamed that this woman was half his age. Now, I mean, if she'd been older than him, I wonder, would the affair have been as bad? Well, probably not. You know, it's one of those things. I think that there are other factors involved here. And at the end of the day, I mean, our position from the Australian Sex Party is that, you know, really, the you know, his private affairs have got no bearing at all, really, on his working life, and that it was pathetic that he resigned.
When does it become important for us as a public to be informed about aspects of
private lives?
Private lives, yeah.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, I think it's when it interferes in their, you know, I mean, if something that they're doing in their private life interferes with their working life to an extent that it compromises them or it makes them, you know, way less of a an effective member of parliament, or elected representative, that's when I think that happens. I mean, look, when I was the editor of Matilda magazine, which was Australia's political humour and satire magazine in the mid-1980s in Australia, we published an article about a particular Prime Minister then who said he was having an affair with a woman in a beach house at Coffs Harbour.
Are we talking about the famous Bob Hawke Blanche de Puget affair?
Yes, that's the one. And, you know, he... We actually didn't write the article particularly about that. We said there was nothing wrong with that. We just said that he'd missed a cabinet meeting or something. I can't remember the details of it, but
he was busy at the time.
Yeah, he was busy at the time.
I'm sure
this was the problem, you know, not the problem that he's having an affair with this woman. That didn't matter at all. It was the other issue that was important. And, you know, I know that's what I think the same as he with John Della Bosca, that, you know, really, you know, I mean, this woman claimed that he was, you know, missing out, or he'd missed out on a hospital opening or something like that because he was with her. Well,
but that claim was flatly denied by John Della Bosca at the time of his public interview.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I think, you know, in a sense, you'd have to believe him, you know. I mean, look, to be honest, you know, I thought that, you know, that he and his wife's behaviour in the Iguana Joe's restaurant you know, some months before this, was probably reason for him to resign. You know, it looked like they were pretty heavy-handed.
Well, that was appalling, yeah.
You know, they abused staff, maybe, and, you know, that they'd sort of may possibly abuse their position as members of parliament, you know, in saying, do you know who we are and all this sort of stuff. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but, I mean, you know, that's much more of a reason to resign than having an affair. And, you know, from all the accounts, you know, John Dellavosca's a very intelligent man who apparently had a lot to offer the state, and if he's just resigned because he had this affair, well, then that's a real loss to the people of New South Wales.
And let's face it, the people of New South Wales could do with some serious leadership at the moment. Mm. Robbie, we're just going to take a little break. We'll be back with you shortly to talk about some more things regarding politics, penises and sex. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
We're with Robbie Swan on Hide and Seek. He's the public officer for the Australian Sex Party. Robbie, one of the core issues with politicians is their honesty, and I think we expect that of them, and yet we bag them when we think they're lying. But for politicians to be honest, that has to be authentic in all realms, and that includes their sexuality. We have Bob Brown as an out gay man and Penny Wong as a lesbian in Parliament. But that's it.
Yeah, pretty much it is, isn't it? I mean, I think, you know, that's, you know, sexual orientation in the Parliament, I think, is actually really important that people, you know, become out about it. I'm not saying that they have to shout it from the rooftops. You know, people have got a right to be private if they want a private life. But somewhere along the line, I think that people should declare their sexual orientation because, you know, it stops them being compromised and being blackmailed, and it stops them from being pressured by lobby groups and all this. I mean, if they're out about it, well, it doesn't matter. And, I mean, it's a very difficult thing for someone to blackmail Bob Brown or Penny Wong or, you know, pressure them in the wrong way, you know, that if you don't, you know, do this, then I'll out you in this way. And so I think that that's quite important. But you could argue also, I think, that, you know, should there be, you know, as there is a sort of pecuniary interest register in the Parliament for politicians to note their financial affiliations, like if they've got shares in a certain company that they might be dealing with, then they need to disclose that. You know, I mean, if they've had a string of affairs and they're a Christian politician, which 50% of federal members of parliament, 50% of them belong to the Parliamentary Christian Fellowship. Now, that's worth remembering, Dean.
I didn't know there was such an animal.
Oh, the Parliamentary Christian Fellowship in the federal parliament is not just a little, you know, weekend thing for Christians. These guys go down on their knees, you know, on a regular basis up in the prayer room in Parliament House, and it's a lot more than just being an ordinary Christian. If you remember the Parliamentary Christian Fellowship, you are really dedicated to a religion. Now, 50% means that that's way overrepresented, because 50% of the Australian population don't go down on their knees every couple of days and pray and do that sort of stuff. So, you know, this is important, but many of these Christian people, you know, look, witness Keith Wright, the former member for Capricornia back in the 90s, who was the biggest god botherer in the parliament, and he ended up doing 13 years jail for raping underage girls.
Yeah.
Now, I think that politicians have to, you know, if they're Christian and they have the potential to be hypocrites about this, they should come clean on what their sex life is in some way.
I couldn't agree more. Look, ultimately, we are responsible for who we put in government. And it's a poor reflection on us that the diversity of our general community isn't reflected throughout our parliaments, both local, state and federally. That's my little hobby horse. Robbie, you've come across a very interesting little event planned for the hilltop behind Parliament House. There's a mass exorcism planned for, what's that mountain called again?
At Mount Ainslie.
Mount Ainslie, yes.
Yes, it is.
What's going on there?
Well, look, this is really bizarre. I mean, you know, you probably remember Pastor Danny Nullier, who is the man who convinced Peter Costello to record a gushing videotape on Australia Day for his throng for his congregation. And Peter Costello did this, but Pastor Danny is also known as the man who said that Victoria's bushfires were God's wrath for that state passing abortion laws, you know.
He's also quoted as saying, "I believe God has given us a strategic spiritual warfare assignment to take back the high places of our nation." Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
I mean, look, you know, if a Muslim imam had said that, the terrorist squad would be around.
I mean, I reckon.
This is appalling. Look, not only this, though, I mean, what he's doing is that somehow these poor deluded Christians have kind of gone up on Mount Ainslie, which is a big hill that overlooks Parliament House somewhat, a few kilometres away, but it's sort of...
It's always in the background of those panoramic shots, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
They've gone up there and they've found a concrete bollard that looks like it's got bloodstains on it. And they've asked some other Christian tour guide who was up there, and this tour guide said, "Oh, yeah, this is where all the witches' covens in Canberra meet and have blood sacrifices in full view of Parliament House, trying to hex the Parliament."
Right. Next thing you know, they'll be weighing the women politicians with ducks to see if they're witches. You know.
Well, I mean, it's like that. Honestly, it is that goofy that this is. But these people are so serious about this and so deluded that they're now calling for a national day of reconciling on the 17th of October on Mount Ainslie, and they're putting it out to Hillsong, and it's going everywhere. And it's quite possible that there will be thousands of fundamentalist Christians and Pentecostal Christians will descend on Mount Ainslie on the 17th of October, and they'll, you know, and when you go and have a look on this bloke's website,
the Catch the Fire Ministry website, isn't it?
That's the one, Catch the Fire Ministry. You have a look at the blog that follows Pastor Danny's, you know, rant about this, and this, you know, some of his followers are suggesting that they make their own blood sacrifices up there.
Oh dear.
Like they want to slaughter little animals to, in an attempt to kind of counter the witches. Now, I mean, who are the witches, I mean, in this case? I mean, you know, surely Pastor Danny should have, you know, chastise these people for making such a stupid comments. But, you know, I mean, our worry at the Sex Party, and we've called for an inquiry into this, we want the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate to get out there and have a full-on inquiry into what these people are going to do and what they're thinking and all that sort of stuff. Because you never know. I mean, you know, they could start burning people at the stake in front of the High Court, and, I mean, you know, it could get out of control.
And if you think this is just a tiny fringe element, you only have to see the thousands of people that turn up to the services of the likes of the Hillsong Church every week.
Yes.
And it's really hits home how wide this sort of propaganda is spread.
Oh, it is. And, you know, let's not forget where we are on Joy FM here, that these people are just unbelievably homophobic. I mean, on the whole, these people just think that, you know, gay marriage is one step removed from a blood sacrifice. You know, I mean, they're people who just are not rational and who are so they're steeped in 2,000 and 3,000-year-old religious, you know, mentality. And I mean, really, they're
and
not...
And it's their interpretation of that, too. It's not even in its purest form.
What's that?
It's their interpretation of what they want to spin, really, from the old doctrines. It's not even...
Well, exactly.
You know...
Yes, exactly. I mean, look, they've got no idea about how to sort of make modern interpretations of ancient texts. And, you know, I mean, I'm quite happy to believe that, you know, things Jesus said 2,000 years ago, if they're interpreted the right way, you know, may well turn out to be quite nice things. But, you know, I mean, really, by taking the translations of Ecclesiastics in the Old Testament, as this bloke's done on this website, and saying this is what it calls for, a blood sacrifice, like, you know, bring livestock into the parliamentary triangle and slaughter them in a way to get back at the witches. I mean, this is just really crazy. I mean, the blood stained, you know, sort of bollock thing that they found up on Mount Ainslie, I reckon is where a wino threw his bottle of red wine at him. And, you know, I just think these people have totally deluded and have gone off on a tangent.
I think they've lost it. Hey, Robbie.
They lost the plot.
God bless you.
Thank you, my son.
That was Robbie Swan from the Australian Sex Party and from the Eros Association joining us here on Hide and Seek. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.